This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis is asking the State Board of Health to require COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare and nursing home workers, among others. Polis made the request today. Many of the state's largest hospitals and healthcare chains are already requiring employees to get vaccinated, but nursing homes have been more reluctant, fearing they will lose staff. Polis estimates that 30 to 40% of nursing home staff are not yet vaccinated. Suncor has set up a new air monitoring network around its refinery in Commerce City, just north of Denver. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The network of 8 air monitors tracks a range of pollutants. The company publishes the results on a website in English and Spanish. It comes after the refinery racked up a long list of air pollution violations that mainly affected the Latinx community near the facility. Regulators issued fines and demanded improvements, but Suncor says it built the air monitors on its own, based on community recommendations. Local activists say any additional air monitoring is welcome and hope the data stands up to public scrutiny. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. Aurora police have used force more frequently on black men as compared to the city's population, and some officers resort to force much more frequently than others. That's according to an independent group reviewing the police department. It recommends Aurora police strengthen and clarify rules around use of force tactics. The city council will eventually vote on whether to accept the recommendations and order changes at the department. Expect a very slight chance for rain and thunder this evening along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC at 7:06.